182 UPS Mobile, Long Island Expressway. Noisy. Well, I got out of that. I think there was a Y in your call sign. That's all I could make out. K2 UPS Mobile, Grand Central Parkway.
Yeah, this is K2YSK. I'm on a 2-1 handheld by the Jeep at Oyster Bay, so that could explain it.
Alright, I think it was KC2YSK. Yeah, that would definitely do it. 2 watts on a handheld from the Jeep at Oyster Bay, especially if you're moving. It's not going to be solid, reliable communications, that's for sure. So, need to get some sort of external antenna and a little bit more than 2 watts. I don't know, when I first started, I was using about a 2.5 watt, maybe a 3 watt HD. And I had a quarter wave ground plane antenna mounted on the roof. And it was iffy at best. So, I was happy when I got my first mobile rig. Name here is Rich, by the way.
Rich, this is Jay, KB2YSK. Yeah, I'm in my son's car today, so I can't use my 7900 that I have in my car. But I should have grabbed the 4-watt walkie-talkie, just didn't think of it this morning. Anyway, just was curious if I can make a repeater from out here. I had no problem with the Plainview 440, but of course it went over this a little bit further. Good talking to you. Let me sign out, since my signal's probably not strong enough to keep up with those cues. So anyway, KC2YSK, I'll be clear. 7-3, Rich.
All right, Jay. You have a good day today. It's supposed to be a scorcher for the next couple. I think they're saying Wednesday afternoon we're supposed to get some thunderstorms, a little break, and then be nicer. So I'm on vacation this week. I'm going to get some stuff done around the house and take my son fishing, figure out what day we're going to do that. So, should be fun. We'll talk to you again. K2 UPS Mobile.
W2SCT Mobile is listening. W2SCT Mobile is listening.
W2SET. Good morning, Peter. K2 UPS Mobile. How are you doing on this nice Monday morning?
Okay. Good morning, K2 UPS. W2SET Mobile. Doing all right. We haven't talked to you in a little while here, a couple of weeks or so. And yeah, just running an errand here and over to Westbury. And I hope you're doing fine and enjoy summer. And it's a bit different being on a different big schedule and everything. So hope you're enjoying maybe getting down to do some swimming. And looks like a hot week ahead. Things in the news I was listening to earlier, just the unplugged Paul McCartney and the Elton John or something like that in London. This was a Hyde Park noise curfew or something, I don't know, crazy stuff, and then a bunch of passengers were stranded on United Airlines in Shanghai for 3 days. W2SET Logan.
Yeah, KP. It's Richie, by the way. I know we don't talk that often. But, yeah, so far the summer's been pretty good. I'm off this week, so I'm going to try to get some stuff done. Trying to plan a fishing trip with my son, go out to some bluefish one evening. But I think it's going to have to be either Tuesday night or Friday night. Wednesday's supposed to rain. Tonight I got a club meeting. On Thursday night, well, actually it could probably be Thursday too, because he's got, he's going to a midnight showing of the new, Batman movie? One of the new movies being released at midnight on Thursday, and he's going to go see it then. So, but the fishing trip is from 6 to 10, so we could always go fishing first, and then I could drop him off at the movie theater. I'll have to see how that goes. But I'm just heading home from work now. Was up on the expressway, but there was an accident by exit 34 heading eastbound. So I jumped down to the Grand Central. I'm on the northern state right now, just about coming up to the Meadowbrook. So I've got another 5 minutes or so, and I shall be home.
Oh, very good, very good. Have a nice week off ahead, and enjoy and fun. Yeah, some bad storms were going along the North Shore here last night. Had a lot of lightning and thunder and some heavy rain, so we needed the water because it was raining at all last week. Been on the dry side. I've had to water every day my flowers. Glad to have a good watering last night. So very good. Looking forward to a couple of trips coming up, going to Denver on Friday, and then 5 days to come back, and then go back to see my mom on 25-6 days. So that would be nice. Still not sure what I'm doing in August, but we'll put out as W2SET Logan.
Okay. I wonder if you've seen any of the set building for that new Noah movie that they're going to be filming up, I think, in Oyster Bay. And in that area, I've been reading clips about it. I know they had an open casting call. They were looking for skinny runner type physique people to star as extras in this movie. And you have to be willing to work at night and work in the rain. It's going to be interesting. I know that they're building a mock-up of the Ark or something up there somewhere. So it'll be kind of cool to see that. So I wonder, it'll probably be maybe 2 years before that ever hits the theaters, but we'll see. This coming Saturday, I'll be going into Manhattan to see one of my son's friends. Kid is pretty talented in acting and singing, and he's been in a bunch of different off-Broadway shows. I forget the name of the one that he's in this time, we're going in the Saturday afternoon to see him perform again. So, I don't know if we're taking the girls with us or not, but probably be my wife, myself, and my son at least. So, that'll be a nice day trip.
Okay, very good, Richie. It's interesting you bring up Noah's Ark. They are filming it in Millneck, right next to Oyster Bay, and one of my father I know, he's skinny, and he looks actually like Moses. He's actually an unfed, and he's contracted, but he's skinny, and he's got the beard and everything, and he went up there for a casting call. I'm curious how it went for him, because I didn't hear anything. I didn't see him last night, so we're there for the call. Hear about it. I'll see you later on this afternoon, and I'll ask him how it went. W2SET Mobile, and so that should be interesting. Yeah, you got to be willing to, work in the rain and work at night, but I don't know what they pay for the extras and so on. W2SET Mobile.
K2UPS Mobile returning. Yeah, I don't know what the pay was. They didn't mention that in any of the articles I read. But, from the people that did show up for one of the open casting calls, I think they had more than one so far. They were telling all the guys that they need to have scraggly hair and facial hair. So, you know, don't shave and don't cut your hair for the next month. I wonder what these guys are supposed to do if they have a regular job, you know. I guess they're out of luck at that point. I was reading another interesting blurb about the new Hobbit movie. They're actually going to make two movies out of it. Something like The Journey and then There and Back Again, I believe. One's coming out this November, I want to say, and then the second one will come out next year. But what's interesting is he's filming it at double the normal rate, which I think is 48 frames a second, and it's going to take expensive modifications to the theaters, to the projectors in the theaters that want to show it at that rate. And people who have seen previews of it being projected at the 48 frame a second say it actually shows too much detail, because they were complaining that it took away from the visual effects. I guess maybe it was revealing too much, I don't know, but here the guy tries to make it as realistic as possible and people aren't impressed with the results. They say it's almost too good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, yeah, I can see they go overboard with some things and I guess be too much, you know. I guess you've got to be careful with things, I guess, and put them together. That's the problem. Yeah, I don't know how to, yeah, because if you have a regular job, and, you know, I don't know how you can roll together. The fellow is a contractor. He's a construction. He has a family business with his brother, and he can be pretty flexible about it, I guess. It's not too bad, his hours and how he can be flexible in the schedule the way it is there. Coming up to Westbury Road here, it's kind of back where you originally.
Alright. Yeah, I just got off the Northern State at 106, 107. Gonna stop in here at the bagel store and get some breakfast sandwiches for my wife and myself, surprise her. Probably 10 after 8. She might be getting up by now. I might catch her still sleeping. We'll see. The dogs will actually give her the early warning system that I'm coming in. They hear the car door slam, and they both go nuts. So you can't really sneak in the house anymore, which is, I guess, is a good thing. All right, Pete, you have a good day. I'm going to run in here and enjoy your week and your summer. I'll talk to you again. W2SET, K2 UPS Mobile.
Okay, K2 UPS, W2SET Mobile. All right, take care and have a good day there, Richie. You know, the dog will let you know, I guess. Give the warning sign out there. So, all right, well, it should be interesting to see how these the arc develops. Find out. So take care. All the best, W2SET Mobile. Catch you later on. WB2CSC. Hey, WB2CSC, how you doing there, Steve? I'm just on a final approach here, so I'll just make it a quick round with you. So let me...
Oh, okay, be that way. I'll see you later. I'm just trying to mosey down Jericho Turnpike, and apparently they have things shut down.
Okay, yeah, I'm just coming on top of my location here, so I'm going to have to sign out and catch up with him in Westbury now, going to the village. I'll probably catch you later on today. I've been into Westbury for a while, the village. Things here. It's pretty good. All right, catch you later on. In fact, I'm coming up to the old theater, Landmark. Right there. A lot of different things here in the village. W2SET Mobile, catch you later on.
Yeah, okay, Pete. See you later. WB2CSC.
Okay, catch you later. Take care now.
Morning, Steve. WB2CSC and 2EL. How you doing?
Doing good till I got to this traffic light, Rich. They got Jericho Turnpike closed off, but some reason over here. But that's okay. There is a way around it.
Okay, Steve, well, maybe there was an accident or something. Yeah, I'm upstairs on the HT. I finally had a an external antenna on this HT. Jake came by on Saturday and lent me a cable to go from SMA to UHF. So we should be putting it in pretty good. Just waiting for the nurse to get here. I have to time my shower when the nurse comes because the bandages on the foot get wet. So I just came out of the shower and she'll be in about 20 minutes. How you doing? Everything good, Steve?
So, just peachy. What was I going to ask you? What kind of radio is it that you needed an SMA adapter for?
I don't know if you're familiar with this one. It's a Tango T81 by ICOM. They don't sell it in this country anymore. They used to. It covers 6 meters, 2 meters, 440, and 1.2. Very small radio. 5 watts air bands, except 1.2, which is 1 watt. I bought it about 8 months ago from a dealer in, I don't know, Taiwan or whatever. It wasn't that expensive either.
Sounds reasonable. Just if you get a chance and there's an audio gain control on it, you might want to look at turning it down a little bit.
Okay, well, I backed off the mic a little bit. Maybe that's all it is. I tend to close talk radios. No, I don't know if this has a control in it or probably everything is done in firmware. You know, that's the way it is today. I bet all the stuff you do is done in firmware. What are you working with? I know it used to be GE. I forget what company took them over, but everything is firmware today.
Well, not everything. The current name is Harris, and them and Kenwood, actually, the Kenwood commercial stuff.
Steve, what do you think of the Kenwood commercial stuff? Is it up to par? It's not a Motorola.
It's actually quite excellent. It's a good quality product for the money. And don't say that. Some of their stuff is pretty high end, actually. Not all of it, but they look for the business and industry stuff, so they're trying to hit a particular price point. But it's quite good. It's extremely durable. Except for the people who drop them on the floor, they don't break that much.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I worked at a shop one time. The cab drivers are really hard on the radios. They break everything. All right, but anyway, I'm glad to hear that. All right. You know, right now I have an ICOM 7000 in the car. I don't do much on HF. I put it in a few years ago. I've toyed with the idea, haven't done it yet, of maybe putting a couple of Motorolas or some commercial radio in the car. The thing is, nobody makes anything dual band because they don't use it commercially. I think there's some stuff available, but it's very expensive and very hard to get.
Okay, first of all, yes, it's very expensive. The hard to get, all you got to do is be willing to pay for it. But Motorola makes some dual band radios, and Harris makes one, 30 megs to 870. Covers the UHF ham bands, covers the VHF ham bands. I'm trying to think of what else is in there. I don't think it covers 220, although the radio might, but the programming doesn't.
Are these available used, surplus? You're not going to find them on this. I remember years ago, Gregory Electronics? Those are days gone by. You can't get the stuff like that anymore.
Ooh, that's not true. No, they're too new to be on the used market yet. Probably another couple of years, a year or two maybe. But also, the older, at least the older, MACOM Harris radios, you can connect two radios to one control group. So from an operational standpoint of view, it's a dual band radio.
Very interesting, Steve. What are these old mounts under the dash today? Are they still have stuff that goes in the trunk?
For the most part, with one exception, they're available both ways. The low band, the 30 to 50 stuff, is only a split mount radio. It doesn't have a front mount version. But you know, they stopped making those anyway. But the current radios can be daisy chained together, so you could use, you know, the one control head, either a remote or the one on the radio to control two radios.
Steve, very good. See, I don't use the 7000 that much in the car. It's got so many buttons on it and dials and knobs, I'm afraid of getting into an accident tuning that thing, so I don't do it.
Yeah, well, all I use is the commercial stuff, and actually that's what you're listening to now. This is one of the later model ones. It's called an M7100. It's the smaller one, so it's the 50-watt radio, but works pretty well, and it's basically a digitally designed radio, and it uses the RS-485 to speak, you know, to talk to the control head.
A6DPZ.
Hey, there's Hal. I'll turn it over to you in a second, Hal. Steve, not to do business over the air, and I'm not even doing anything right now. Maybe a year from now, if I came down to the shop, would you guys be able to set me up with some used stuff? Low-band VHF, high-band VHF, UHF, is that a possibility?
Nah, you'd have to, you can find that stuff all over the place, flea markets, eBay. We don't really deal with that stuff used. But you can find it. I mean, I have found the low band 6 meter ones. There's been a guy selling them off for like $15-$20, you know. And I forget whether that's with the control group, but you know, really dirt cheap.
See, I'm really not into the commercial stuff, so I don't really know what's available and what the prices are. But I'm, like I say, I'm not doing anything now. It's just a thought. So. I hope you got onto a part of Jericho Turnpike, Steve, that's not closed off. Maybe there was a big accident or something. Let me turn it over to Hal, K6DPZ, to get it. Good, Hal, N2EO.
N2EO, K6DPZ. Okay, very good, Rich. Hello, Steve. What type of stuff were you looking for, Rich? Landmobile low-band stuff?
Yeah, I'm just supposing, Hal. I'm not doing anything now. Just window shopping. I've said to Steve, the 7000 is so complicated in the car, I don't use it much because I'm afraid of getting into an accident. So I've had this thought for a while, just putting one control head with radios for VHF low, like 10 meters, VHF high and UHF, and let it go at that. Over to you, Steve. Turn it back to Hal.
Yeah, keeping in mind that they're only FM now.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
You know, but sometimes you start thinking about the idea and you don't go into the details.
Yeah, well, usually I use 99% of the time FM in the car anyway. I think the 7000, it's a good radio, but it was a poor choice for me to use in the car.
WB2CSE. Yeah, no, that's why I use the commercial stuff. It's all channelized. I don't have to, I can put everything in it, but I don't need to go crazy trying to dial things up.
Well, that's why you put stuff in memory and you don't worry about tuning frequencies and everything else in the car, Rich.
You know, it's still a pain in the neck because some of those buttons are push, some are push and hold. I've found more than once if I'm touching a button, I go over a bump. that
the radio goes off into Never Neverland, and then I don't want to start trying to figure it out on the road. I'll get into an accident, so I just let it sit.
Excuse me, I have to leave for a minute. WB2ZSC.
Hi, Steve. We'll see you in a bit. Nice chatting with you. Come on back. Go ahead, Hal.
Don't work too hard. How do you think I keep a 706 in a car? There's no buttons. I have some memory channels. I just switch the memory switch, and that's it. I don't have to tune. I don't have to play the 7000. As far as I'm concerned, pain in the ass.
Well, by the way, you got a little noisy on that transmission. Well, at this point, I would look around for some surplus. Like I said, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm just supposing, but it's been on my mind for quite a while to put a control head in there with, you know, like Steve was saying, one control head that can work a couple of radios, hopefully three radios. I don't think you do three on one control head. And, you know, 2 meters, 2 meters, and 440, and that's it. You know, it'd be pretty simple and easy. It's called a switch. It's very simple. Especially now with these laws about manipulating electronic devices in cars, you know?
2LK6DPC. Rich, I'll tell you, from all the experience I've had running like a 706 Mark IIG, you throw all your stuff in the memory, you got one little switch you turn, you go through all those memories, and there's a pile of them. Very simple. I've got the aviation frequencies in this thing for receiving. I've got the dinosaur, which is AM. I got HF frequencies in it. You just turn a channel selector, and that's it. No fooling around. I don't look down and try and retune frequencies, nothing. I would say go back to basics. Get yourself a 706 Mark IIG and get away from a 7000, and I think you'll have no problems. I'm a real seller on this. I have all three of my cars.
I know you are, Hal, but different strokes for different folks. I'd rather go with a commercial. I didn't press the button yet. I'd rather go with a Motorola or a Ericsson or something commercial. Different strokes for different folks. I know you like the 706 out, but not for me.
Well, there is a radio that's put out there that covers VHF, UHF, and, you know, it doesn't go down to HF, but it is a commercial quality radio. I'm trying to remember the name of it for you. It's made by Federo or one of the other companies. It's an American-made radio, and that would give you everything you want. And the radio, I think, sells for about 4 to 6K. Chunk mount, head in the front, and it's commercial mil spec.
All right, 4 to 6K. Are you crazy?
You want something that's quality? You know, you told me to find, give me a thing that's quality. That's quality. I've seen the unit, and it's a beautiful unit. You can punch anything you want into it, and there you got a radio. It's just in the trunk, one control head, and you're off and running.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Hundreds, not thousands. That's my price point. I'll look around eventually. Let me get past my medical situation and get some of the other stuff out of the way. Like I say, I'm not doing anything now, Hal. It's just a supposing stage, you know?
All right. Just a suggestion, though, because I know from the ones... Hold on. All the sets I've been involved in, I found that this ICOM has, you know, paid the bill, and that hasn't been a fortune for a radio. And they're not bad. You know, I even have one spare as far as that goes. I can slide right in any of the vehicles. One head fits all.
Oh, very good, Hal. All right, we'll see. Whatever will be, Keith, for us. So what are you up to? Where you go? I keep letting go of the damn button here. It's very stiff. Are you going flying tonight?
WA2USJ, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I was just thinking about you.
Hope they were good thoughts.
But the best, Joe, you know that. You got to call me on the phone if you have a minute. I'm going to tell you about the flea market yesterday and how I happened to come across the mother load.
I would expect nothing less. You have that... You have that golden touch. Good morning, Richie. How are you? Haven't spoken to you since last week. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Joe. I'm waiting for the nurse. I just took a shower, and I timed my showers because, you know, they tell me to put a bag over the leg, but it still gets wet, you know? So I timed my showers for like a half hour before the nurse shows up. So I'm just up here waiting. Roger, Joe?
Put a bag over your head, Richie.
Yeah, I should put a bag over my head. Maybe I should suffocate myself, Al.
Yeah, I was waiting for the beep. Yeah, good. I know what you mean. I know I've had stuff like that too. You can't really get it dry. You have to wrap it up and wrap it up. It takes you long enough to wrap it up than you would take a shower. So, as long as she's coming and changing it, that's important. And but you're doing better. I know you went to the doctor last week someday. I don't know if it was Friday. I've been out of touch for a few days. Just give me a brief, you know, what the protocol or what the diagnosis with that was. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, Joe. Well, it's still infected. They want me to go for oxygen therapy, hyperbaric.
Yes, that's always a good thing. It really helps quite a bit. We used to have a thing at the hospital also. That was very profitable for them. It was run by an outside organization. It was subcontracted. But we rented them the floor and the space and put the they brought their own instrument. But that works very, very well. You spend some time in there. Well, however it works, and it puts you in this pressure, and the healing is so much faster. It's just incredible how fast everything heals up. So it may be worth looking into. If it's not logistically, difficult for you to do that, it would be a positive thing.
Okay, Joe. Well, I am going to do it. I had another appointment over at North Shore next week, and I'm getting things in motion with that. So let me turn it over to Hal. Hal, what was the mother load? What did you buy at the flea market? Don't tell me you ran into a mint JWS, no, a mint KW1 AM transmitter still in the box for $100, right?
WB2ZSC.
Steve, go first. Go, Steve.
No, I'm not taking away from this one.
Okay. Well, I was browsing around over at Sussex. It was a very nice market, very interesting market. And I picked up a triplet 630, a 465 scope. You know, the prices were so good, I couldn't walk away from those things. But then driving out, when I went to pick up a couple also 606A generators, which amazed me at $5 a piece, and they looked like it just came out of the lab, I was driving out. Hold on. I happened to catch in the corner of my eye a 6-2 Thunderbolt. Twice. It was this OSR Bob. His vehicle, I didn't drive yesterday. He took me for a ride. I figured, nice trip. I said, Bob, yeah, it's a 6-2. Pull over. So he pulls over. I get out, look at the 6-2, and it's not exactly what I wanted. They want a lot of money for it. It was worked out. It wasn't stock, and I just got a little bit turned off to it. But then I look over on the corner, next place over, sitting are two guns, Communicator 4s, looking like they just came out of the box. So I say to this guy, what do you want for them? And they were with the microphones, the power cords, you name it, complete, with even crystals in the back. And he looks at me and he says, make me an offer. Well, I was a little flippant from the previous week, so I said, I'll give you $10 for both of them. He said, take it. So that's the story. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
I have no comment after that. Let somebody else comment. Richie, Steve, go ahead.
What's up, Steve?
I don't know from
Wisconsin, so I can't say a thing. I don't know how. Somehow you managed to step into these things.
Steve, step into everything. Last week was a very, very bad week.
Sorry to hear that.
The tune of 8K.
What broke?
Not what broke, what got broken into.
That's bad too.
Yeah, Queens Boulevard. Parked my car, a Mini 2, and I went into my Packard to deliver something. I was there for 15 minutes, get out of the car, pull away, start going toward Lefferts Boulevard. I look, my trunk lid pops open. I pull over the car, and somebody popped the trunk when it was parked and helped himself to some very expensive aviation test equipment.
Well, if you got records, there's only a certain amount of places where they could unload that stuff.
Chances are, Steve, they don't know what they have. DME transponder tester by IFR is a very expensive piece, but somebody knows, doesn't know what it is, and go for $50 to some druggie.
C2NKQ.
Take it.
NKQ, why don't you grab it?
Okay, thank you. Hal, what went? I'll keep my eyes and ears open over here for it.
Call an IFR ATC 600E transponder DME simulator. Very small box, a gray box. It's a baby box compared to the size of an IFR 1000 station monitor. And would you believe, there was a 1000 sitting below that. They didn't take the 1000. They took my tools, that, and a watt meter. They left the 1000 sitting still down below in the wheel area.
And if I hear of anything in my travels, I'll let you know. You know, I realize it's dealing with off-the-wall equipment, but sometimes I hear about things.
Well, be appreciated. That wasn't the worst of it. I go back and forth, file everything with the police department on this thing, and I'm coming home. I pull into, it's Key Food on Lefferts Boulevard. It's Jamaica Avenue in the parking lot. I go get something in the market. I come out of Key Food. Somebody backed into my Mini Cooper and smashed the right front. That's it. That was wicked. Tuesday.
Sounds like it's time to do that whole week over again. KC2NKQ is going to be clear. I'll keep my eyes and ears open for you, Al.
Thank you. So, Steve, that's the story.
Well, yeah. By the way, probably not looking for something heavy to run around with. That's probably why the other thing stayed.
Yeah, but what they got, I don't even think they realize what they got. Because that thing, on the used market, the simulator is about between 7 and 10K being sold on eBay.
Well, keep your eye on eBay and keep your eye on, what's that other one? I forget what it's called. It's, they do a lot of local stuff in a lot of areas of the country.
Yeah, I know which one you mean. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got to go down this morning. I think I have an appointment with Detective Division because this is considered, you know, grand larceny. And they dusted the car where at the body shop. Somebody took a pry thing and pried the trunk because the pry marks are right there on the base where it goes to the trunk. But they only had about 15, 20 minutes to work in. And everything was hidden. Nothing was exposed. The only thing that's exposed was a mobile antenna in the car and a 706 that's mounted inside on the dashboard with the equipment in the trunk.
There you got me.
So, Hal, Steve has a point. Check your eBay. Also check the cops in the area. Maybe Steve will keep a lookout where he works. They may try and they don't know what it is, but they're going to know it's radio. They may try and point it off to one of the shops, or even a porn shop.
Shop, yeah.
I think the department's going to put out the thing to the local pawn shops with a picture. So that's that part of it. But our point is, you know, it wasn't visible. I think that they figured it would just go in for a radio that would be in the trunk, and instead they got their mother load.
Yeah, well, if you're lucky, it'll show up at a pawn shop, and you'll get it back. It's possible. Keep scanning eBay once a day, maybe, with that model number. See if it comes up. You never know. There's a lot of time to, I've heard that a lot of people steal stuff or buy stolen stuff and then try and unload it on eBay.
Well, what about Craigslist? That was the name I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I'm going to do some looking, see what's what. There are some being sold on eBay. Yep, legitimately sold from, you know, companies that deal in that type of equipment. I brought that up. But I haven't seen any individuals with, let's say, 718 or 516 or 914, you know, phone numbers selling them. That's what I was trying to keep an eye open for.
WHORIS.
BedRIS.
You know, there's a way to look for that, Hal. I just found that out. There's a search function on eBay, and you can search for anything within 5 miles or 10 miles of your location. So if that turned up one of those pieces of equipment, you'd have a very, very high probability that was the stolen one, Hal.
I'm going to look into that. Yeah, normally I don't carry that type of gear with me. I was planning to go in the afternoon out to the airfield and run a transponder test on an aircraft and see, you know, make sure the instrumentation was working. But you can't win them all. But last week, made one gain this weekend so far, so maybe my things will change. Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning to Jeff. W-A-2-R-A-S-W-A-2-U-S-J ID. Just to bring you up to date, Hal, I didn't get rid of the package yet. Of course, I left it about 6:30, 6:45 on Saturday, Friday night, and they came after that, left a note on my door. So I'm waiting around today to get that box out of here for UPS and see what's going to happen with that. And it looks like a real hot day today. I mean, you know, the humidity is going to be real high. And, you know, and I'll talk to you later about if I can get that out of here, maybe I'll talk to you about lunch. I stay with Lou a little while, and then I had to get out of there because I didn't know if they were coming for the box, and they didn't. Everybody have a good day. I'm going to sign, say, 7-3s, and I'll go QRT. Go ahead, Rich. Joe? Yes. This is Jeff, W-H-O-R-E-S. Quickie. I had the hot water 8 on, I guess it was Friday, and I called CQ, you know, with the 1 watt, and a guy comes back to me, and a guy in New Hampshire yet, and everything is going great, and he was pretty solid, and I got his name, and then all of a sudden, you know, my phones, the headphones come flying off. And I get, like, blown out of the chair, but QST, QST, QST. It was W1AW, dead on frequency. I mean, it was as if they zero beat my frequency. It sounded like they were running 10,000 watts with their code practice. So that was the end of that contact.
I did work somebody, Joe. Excellent. I'm glad you're using it so well and it's working out for you. Yeah, I don't know what band you were on, but I think it's 3.581 or something like that for the for CW practice. If you're on 75 meters, but I'm glad you're using it, and you see that it's putting out. So that was a good that's good. Go ahead, Jeff. Yeah, okay. I never did get my signal report, but he did hear me. It was on 40 meters. It was something like 7055, something like that. But that was it. And Hal, a question for you. This is my brainstorm of the day. Would it be possible to convert the Cantronics 10 meter monoband transceiver to 17 meters? Is that within the realm of possibility, Hal?
I don't see why not. I gotta look over the schematic again of the Cantronics, but I would say it'd be able to be convertible. Yeah, I don't see why not. Broadband PA section will go down there. The front end, they have to change the offset crystal for the VFO system. Yeah, I can make a. I'll look at the schematic to give a firm commitment, but yeah, I'm sure it can be done, Jeff. I'd much rather take a Latin and put it on two.
Yeah, I know. You keep pushing the Latin on two idea. I got so many 2 meters. But I don't have any, you know. I don't have anything really exciting for 17 meters. And I do have two of the of those 10 meter Cantronics, and you know, one of them actually the one that we convert. You know, if this thing comes to fruition. Is in wonderful condition, full power. The unit is in great shape to begin with, and of course you'd be going down in frequency. Question for Rich. Rich, how are you feeling? How's the foot? And are you going to go in for further treatment on this thing? M2EO WA2RAF for ID. Oh, maybe it was something I said. Anyway, Hal. So that was my latest It sounds like a nifty way to get on 17 meters.
Okay, first off, Joe, are you still hanging in?
I'm still here. I was listening to Jeff and what he was saying about the conversion. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you'll go from 28 to 18 megahertz. Yeah, I don't think it'd be a problem, Jeff. I gotta study the schematic, and I'm pretty sure I'd say 98% we'd be able to do it. I want to look at the manual, though. I gotta study the manual for at least an hour before I commit to putting it under the knife.
Okay. So now I'll start getting excited about the idea. You know, because as I say, I got two of them. We were talking about something for 17 meters. You know, I love those monobanders, and it's about 20 watts out. That even if we lost a little power, that would be okay. That wouldn't be a big deal, and that was just it just hit me
yesterday. Boy, with the band dead yesterday, my God, that, you know, that solar flare hit sometime late on Saturday and really wiped out propagation almost. But later at night, it started to come back. I was able to go on a 40-meter net and make some contacts. But, wow, the sun really, you know, it had an X flare that really, wow, it's like getting hit with a nuclear weapon now.
Yeah, I heard the noise. I went up on frequency to take a listen. Now, let's see. Your set now goes 28 to 29.7. So that means it's 2/8 on the dial to 29.7, if I'm correct. You'd have to redo the dial to read 18 and then all the way up to 19.7 as far as that goes. The dial would have to be touched up to be a 1 instead of a 2.
First of all, there's no dial. It's a digital readout. But 17 meters is only realistically it's something like 18.1 to I'm not really that familiar with it. 18.1 to 18.7 roughly. I mean 18.11 to 18.169. So it's much smaller than the 10 meter band now.
18.068 to 168. It's 100 kc. M2EO.
Okay, but that's not the. First of all, absolutely right, Rich. But I was talking about the phone portion. But yes, Rich is correct.
Yeah. Let's see, what I would want to do, if I got the digital display on that thing, I would want it to read, start at 18, and then you go, let's say, 18 to 18.5, or 18 to 19, depending on the spread and how it injects into the display system. All right, I got to look at the schematics on that. I'm sure it could be done. It would be an interesting project, along with all the other things I'm involved with. But make sure you want... are serious about this, because if I spend some serious time thinking about it, I'll put serious time like the other project I mentioned, Jeff, that I already came up with a way of doing it.
Yeah, but on the other one, I told you not to, and you said don't spend any time on it. You know, you would just, you know, your intellectual curiosity. But the first two digits, the megacycles, do not show up. You know, that does not appear anywhere. It's just the thing starts reading in hundreds of kilocycles. Does that make sense, Hal?
Yeah. So your first two digits you could assume to be 18 instead of 28. No, that makes sense, Jeff. That makes sense. So that's not going to be a big worry on that thing. I got to get my hands on the schematic and look over the schematic. And once I do that, I'm sure I can get down there. It's just I want to see if I can get the display down there to read properly, along with the radio reading properly.
Okay. Well, I think I have a good manual on that. Rich, if you're still in there, how are you feeling? I guess not that good. Anyway, listen, I'm going to sign, and I will talk to you later. And Joe, if you're still there, thanks again, and talk to you later. This is W82RAS, and I'm clear.
Okay, Jeff, when you get by, I'll show you these COM4s. I think your jaw's going to drop.
What is a communicator for? COM4. What's a COM4? A gossip communicator for. Yes. Well, I'll definitely come by. You know, whenever you you know, have something for me on the SBE 36 disaster.
Okay, no problem, no sweat. Joe, what I want to say, how was your big picnic yesterday?
I'd rather not talk about it now. It's just too lengthy, and I'm still recuperating from two full days. But I'll talk to you later. I'm hoping that they come and pick this up so I can get out of here today. It's just too hot. I'm going to sign. You have a good breakfast or whatever. Who'd you go up to Sussex with? Did you go with, I don't know, you said somebody, but it wasn't Chetty. Because Chetty, I don't know if Chetty went or not. Just come back to me, and then I'm going to sign. Go ahead,
W2OSR, Bob. Me and him went together. He was nice enough to drive. And we had a nice time. There was no question. And it was interesting. That's the main thing I could say. Well, let's see what happens. Hopefully they'll get that thing by noontime. If not, I would put the thing on your porch and live a life. I wouldn't live my life around that box.
I know, but if they went into your Mini 2 and got something, you know, it's going to stop them from just pulling it off the porch except for the weight. But anyway, I'm not going to do that. It's just too much time put in, and I'm going to make sure that he comes and picks it up. At least today. I'll give him today anyway. I'll talk to you later. K6DPZ, WA2USJ is going QRT.
Okay. Here's what I can do if I have a little time later. Okay, I'll pick it up by noon. I can drive by with you. We'll throw Mini Cooper. We'll take it over to the Staples. They accept UPS packages to be shipped by UPS. And you can just get taken right from there at no charge.
The whole idea is for not to be lifted because it's just too bulky and it's just, I want them to do everything. I don't even want to be bothered with it because I got a Staples here that's, a couple of miles away, but I'm not doing that. That's out of the question. I'll just bide my time.
Well, why don't you do this? Call UPS. There's a number. Explain that they did not pick it up and you needed to pick it up a certain time. You'd appreciate knowing exactly when they will pick it up or have them, contact their driver. That's a special deal, and they'll come by and pick it up. Make some waves. You don't make waves, things don't get done.
I got you, but I'm not really a wave maker. But we'll see. If it doesn't happen today, it'll happen at one time. All right, got to go. Got to get in the shower because I'm just drenched here. K6DPZ, WA2USJ, 73. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, just have to ring the bell when you're in the shower. Then you're really going to pull your hair out. And 2EO, are you still there, Rich? Are you busy with your nurse? Okay, I gather you're busy with the nurse. K6DPZ, clear.
Connected to node number 9126.
I delaw token F10 able.
KC2, TDN mobile.
Hi, this is Kilowatt 6 Delta Papa Zulu, K6DPZ. Listening, anybody around? N2EO or WA2USJ, this is K6 Delta Papa Zulu. Do you copy? K6DPZ. Did your nurse come there okay?
Yeah, the nurse came. Everything is all bandaged up. I'm in the dining room. I was just eating. I heard you calling downstairs. I'm going to go down in a minute. What are you up to, Hal?
I've got an appointment I got to go to first before noon. Then I got to make a few stops. I may sneak out to the airport. I got work to do on the bench, but I'm just not in the mood today. It's so hot to sit down there and play with equipment. You can always wait for another day. I got Tuesday and I got Thursday and Friday.
Oh, very good. You know, you're going to be on the road a while. Let me go downstairs. I'll pick you up downstairs. How's that?
I'm not too far from my stop, so I'm not going to be out too long. Later I'm going to be on the road if everything goes well. I got to hit Staples. I got to hit a couple places. I take care of a few things before I try and go out east. So I will let you go, finish your lunch, and we will catch you later. Did you hear from Barry?
No, I didn't hear from him this morning, not at all. Not at all. So, all right. Yeah, I got 6 meters on 50.125. waiting for a band opening today. Hopefully there'll be a band opening. My noise level is very, very low today, thank God.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I've got quite a few projects in the mill, but they just came done one at a time. The dinosaur is still on and working, so I'm happy about